Chicago Democrat resigns amid federal corruption probe. By Amy Furr on November 29, 2019. Illinois State Senator Martin Sandoval, D., issued a letter of resignation Wednesday amid a federal investigation for alleged fraud. The letter read, "It is with a heavy heart, I, Martin A. Sandoval, do hereby resign the office of State Senator, 11th Legislative District, effective the Wednesday, January 1, 2020 at 12:01 p.m. since 2003. It has been an honor of a lifetime to serve the state of Illinois and fight on behalf of the good people of the southwest side of Chicago/suburban West Cook. Respect for my constituents and the Senate has convinced me that this action is necessary in order to proceed without distraction to the important work that needs to be accomplished for working families throughout the state of Illinois in the future." On September 24, FBI agents raided the 55-year-old's offices and Chicago home in search of information relating to concrete and construction businesses and bribery or theft of federal funds, according to Fox News. They were also looking for information on a power company, officials, lobbyists, gambling interests, a red light camera company, and information on at least three suburban mayors, the report stated. Following the raid, Illinois Democrat Gov. J.B. Pritzker and other officials demanded that Sandoval step down as chairman of the Transportation Committee, according to ABC 7 Chicago. Pritzker expressed concern about the integrity of his $41.5 billion state construction program, in which Sandoval took a leading role last spring, the report said. Sandoval, who has represented the 11th District since 2003, stepped down from his post as chairman last month. Prior to his resignation Wednesday, the state senator planned to continue to focus on making health care more affordable, protecting the human rights of immigrants, increasing public safety, and creating more jobs, according to his official website. Sandoval is the son of immigrants, so he knows the struggle faced in these communities, particularly in today's political climate, the site concluded. At this time, the state senator is not facing any criminal charges.